Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 26. Dear Gopal, why does it trigger so much anger in me when I hear about my partner's former affairs, which were also in previous relationships, always way more than I had? I don't quite understand this. Maybe you mean that other women had more relationships than you in the past. Maybe that is what you mean. There are often thoughts in my head to live myself out as they did. This thought scares me and makes me feel uncomfortable because actual relationship is the best, deepest I had. Thank you. I think I understand what you mean. You see, what I teach is always the same, and it's very simple. It has nothing to do with the past or with the future. The solution for every suffering is that we share our projections, our mind, our thoughts, our emotions, and our body sensations with the one that is who is closest to us. And if we do that in a way that there's no identification, as I describe it in the honest sharing, then there will be a complete transformation of our life, and we realize that there are no problems. What you describe is a typical state in the development from developmental trauma to real deep relationships. So what you describe have many people. It is something like an intermediate state. And what happens there, I can easily explain to you. Yeah, it's nothing complicated. If we are not fulfilled, that always means we are not fully in contact with at least one person. That means we do not live or have at least one deep relationship. And the reason for that is that we never had that in our life. And this is because we did not experience that in our childhood. So our parents were not able to fully contact with us and fully exchange with us. And so we had to distort ourselves. And in the end, it leads to suffering because of experiences of separation. This suffering is a body state, a state of the autonomous nervous system. We could easily say it is just stress in the body. But this would be a strange experience. So our mind needs a projection. The mind projects an outside cause for this distortion in the autonomous nervous system. And in your case, you project the idea that you have missed something in life in the past, and that is the reason why you suffer now. And of course, you project in the future that maybe you will not experience that, what you project, and then it looks all hopeless. But the point is, the hopelessness is actually a body state, and this physical state of suffering was created in your childhood. It has nothing to do with your situation today. But the body recreates this state, as I explained in a previous video. And the mind delivers the explanation. But it is all nonsense. It is all not true. Because your fulfillment has nothing to do with the amount of experiences. It has only to do with the depth of the exchange you are able to do with the one who is closest to you. This is the indicator, this is what defines the fulfillment. And this is something you can do right now. There's no time needed. There's no big future needed or money or whatever. You can do it immediately. And that is what happens. As soon as you fully share what's there inside of you, all suffering will be dissolved. This is the end of all developmental trauma, because developmental and attachment trauma is just a separation process today to the person we are close. That's all. And this separation happens by not sharing what's inside of us. And maybe the mind comes with the idea, okay, I don't know what I feel, or I have to find out or whatever. All this is also not true. It's about sharing what's there. And if you don't feel anything, you can share, well, I don't feel anything. Or my mind says there are no emotions, for example. It's not that you have to become different, or you have to do anything, or you have to achieve something. We have to stop with all this nonsense. It is enough to share what's there in the mind, in the emotions, and in the body sensations. And if we have no access to the emotions, which can happen, or which can be the case if you have experienced severe developmental trauma, this is no problem. This is no problem. Then start sharing the mind. This brings you in connection and establish the security in your physical body, and sooner or later the emotions will appear. But it's not necessary to access the emotions to get in contact and to solve the problem. There is no problem to solve. It's just needed to communicate what's there. It's not a path. The honest sharing is path and solution at the same time in this very moment. So please forget all about this idea that someone else has experienced more and that you lose the purpose of your life, and it has nothing to do with all this outside stuff. The only failure that could happen is if you do not dare to share what's inside of you. This is the only failure that is possible. And my whole work is only about that, only about helping everyone to share what's there and to help to this experience that everything inside of you is welcome in a deep relationship. And this will transform both. And it will transform both in a way that you cannot imagine. It's a spiritual experience. It's beyond the imagination of the mind. Even the physiology of the body will change. I would even say that life actually starts only when we have shared everything, because before it's just survival, it's not life. Life is being in connection when energy flows freely, and energy flows freely if we share anything, if we share everything with our partner, then there is no blockage. And when there is no blockage, there is no suffering. So, to be precise, you could start sharing this thought you have written me in your email. For example, in my mind, or my mind says that other women have more fulfillment or have experienced deeper relationships, more relationships, and thus are more fulfilled than I am. And in my mind is the idea that I will never find fulfillment in this life. And there is an emotion of anger. This has to be shared with your partner, and then it is dissolved. If the partner really listens to that and reacts from a grown-up perspective, then this conflict of your childhood is solved.